summing everything up because baby fucked up everything. So anyway, like the Drake, like I said, the hip hop fans not how they were back in the 90s. People are too soft. People don't pretty much, you know, care about originality. Fans just want you to, the casuals have killed everything. I agree with Styles P when he says that, you know, the rap game is stupid. And it's gotten to a point where now, if you even, it even sounds like you're apologizing, because keep in mind, what Styles P said was not even an apology. People online are just retarded. We live in an era where ignorance is being fucking cool, being dumb is fucking goddamn cool, because people say, let us be stupid. Okay. Where there's a lot of stupid shit being fucking passed on the internet. Like, you can't even apologize. Ever since that J. Cole thing, you can't apologize. Okay, cool. So when J. Cole said that fucking transphobic line, you shouldn't apologize for that neither. Because you can't sit there and say, man, you weak, man. You weak, nigga. And then you go back on his older shit. This is how you know when you're a fucking goddamn J. Cole. You go back on his older shit because he did say the F-bomb, faggot words, all that shit. Do y'all go back on that and say, he should apologize for that too? So therefore, a fucking line, you kind of contradict your own little beliefs. You tell this man you shouldn't apologize at all. Right? Because that's your art. You shouldn't apologize at all. Now, question. Did y'all tell J. Kendrick to apologize when he said faggot? No, better yet, did y'all tell JPEG Mafia to apologize on his recent album with Danny Brown, Scaring the Hoes, when he used the word faggot? Did y'all tell him to apologize? No. So you're kind of contradicting yourself. You can't get mad at or clown J. Cole for apologizing, and you were telling him that he needs to apologize for saying transphobic or homosexual words, but then when this particular artist, like a JPEG Mafia, you give him a fucking pass. See, that's the shit I'm talking about. That's the shit I'm talking about right there. Right there. And since y'all motherfuckers are giving, you know, trophies, and y'all motherfuckers over here acting like, that's what I'm saying. It's not like this, the fan base is not the same fan base. It's not the 90s. You can just, like, trust me, if Tupac would have came out with Hit 'Em Up in this time, you would call them fat phobic, insensitive, and how much you miss the old Tupac, and how much I'm done with Tupac. He's not the same. The shit that you saying to, like, now, back in the days, we didn't care. Ooh, crazy beef. Like, y'all niggas don't want rap beef like that. Y'all don't want to even take it way beyond. And then the kicker thing is, because fans are biased, one rapper could be cooking another rapper, and that rapper, the other rapper's fans, will discredit everything that he said. He's just making insults. First of all, I'm like, she's in there. I'm watching her. I'm like, where's the receipts? I'm like, nigga, there is no fucking receipts. If you look at it, that's damn near a gossip. Where is the receipts, man? Where is the receipts? There is no receipts, nigga. Even back in the days, there was no damn receipts. You didn't see Kumo D putting up with any receipts about Busy B, which proves my point. That's more than just rap beef. Y'all just want gossip. It becomes gossip at that motherfucking point. Y'all niggas be wanting receipts on this rapper, and we want receipts, man. We want receipts. I'm just saying. But like I said, fans are weird. They're very weird with that. I mean, mostly casuals. And then, of course, underground hip-hop heads who supposedly do not care about this Drake and J. Cole and Kendrick beef, because they're three mainstream rappers beefing. You never see underground rappers beefing. Then this one, because I follow a bunch of, like, underground, you know, rappers. They follow me, honestly. And so what happens is, this is one rapper. He made, like, a straight direct beat diss, and I find it funny how y'all niggas be, because it's direct diss. It's a direct diss. Well, okay, nigga, Biggie shoot subliminals, Jay-Z shot subliminals years ago, but we just want to know his name. We want to know his name, nigga. There's a reason why niggas don't say people's fucking names in the rap songs. Either one, what's the point? Because the only thing you gonna do is make them more bigger if they're underground. So why these dumbass, you know, pretentious ass fucking rappers be dissing mainstream rappers just to get attention. I said that shit many a fucking goddamn times, you know, when during the MGK thing, you know, when you have motherfuckers call themselves rap, you know, it was rap devil, rap atheist, and it's mostly white rappers, by the way. Rap this, rap that. You had a, when the Harley Quinn thing was cool, you know, I'm gonna rap Harley Quinn. Let's be real, y'all just only fucking be there for a moment. That's all these niggas want is a moment, and then they don't fucking capitalize it, but they don't go anywhere. That's why I don't do that. Let me seize the moment and hop on that, because nothing comes good after that, because then after that, then you don't have a fucking career after that. I'm just saying. But let's be keeping it real. And when it comes down to that shit, it's just stupid. It's just dumb to me. But like I said, bro, it's just weird to me. It's stupid to me. I just find that shit just be dumb. So when I look at it, it's just, people just want gossip, what receipts. Back in the days, it was more about bars. But see, the thing about it is, y'all, even y'all millennials, you know, y'all rewire your brains to this era. So, you know, when y'all say Jay-Z got beat by Nas, right? So now you switch the narrative. Well, because Nas was throwing up a bunch of insults, and that what a fucking diss track is. But we want facts. We want facts. We want details. Y'all want gossip. You know what I mean? Because you, like I told you, but it's not like that no more. Okay, nigga. So what if you don't have anything on that nigga? Then what you gonna do? So we can't make fun of what he's doing. But that's what I'm talking about. Even with Rick Ross beef, keep in mind, these fools know what they're doing. This is just keeping hip hop as a sport. And I use that shit very loosely because it's not really a sport. All right. Because you don't see 2 Chainz beefing. And you got fans who don't know nothing about hip-hop. Hey, why are all these rappers beefing? Why come, you know, you got Jay, you got, you know, Kendrick, you know, started that thing where everyone's beefing with each other. Because that's the topic. When the Kendrick Lamar shakes the game up, you copy. That's what proves my point. Again, y'all want to discredit Kendrick. When Kendrick dropped that Control verse, it was crazy how many Control remixes came out. Then you had niggas trying to make Versus of the Year type of motherfucking thing. You know what I mean? Versus of the Year, trying to rap the best verse. You know what I'm saying? That was when lyricism was still cool. Now, we're kind of going back to that, kind of. But let's be real. It's because the mainstream shifted. This is what I mean about the underground. The underground don't even shift shit. The mainstream does. It's reversed. Now, when the mainstream does something something that shifts the culture, the underground copies. Let's be real with it. Even in this point, you got this one dude. Again, I follow these white, you know, these, I'm not saying white, these underground rappers that follow me. It's mostly white. Let's be real with it. I don't see no black underground rappers following me on Facebook. But whatever, it's cool. Whatever. This is just the content. Now, he's sharing a song of a homie that's beefing with another fucking white rapper. And he says, this is way better than that J. Cole shit or J. Fold. I'm like, y'all niggas look corny saying shit like J. Fold. Because you folded. Yeah, but if the diss track is too much and it got too many fucking homophobic slurs or shit that's too crazy for you, he should know better than that. The same fans that will call you a fold or call you a joke or whatever, when you go beyond, all you had was shock value. You ain't really a lyricist. So that means when Eminem, the old Eminem, was out, he wasn't talented. Again, fans, I'm telling you. But back to what I'm talking about, bro. That's just how it is. So I'm hearing a fucking song, and it's just stupid to me how the mainstream just shifts to underground. You even got Art or Rugged Man talking about it. Like I told you, you don't see underground rappers beefing. And again, y'all niggas didn't start beefing until this J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake thing came out. Y'all didn't already had beef before, at least back in 2007 and 8 and 9. Even though Kyle Sprouse is still forever corny to me. But no, let me not give him any credit. This nigga literally bit Eminem. He was the first ever Eminem clone. And this fool had the audacity, because I was just bored looking this up his name. He had the audacity to come out with a best of album with songs dissing Eminem. Nigga's trash. But back to what I'm saying, dog, you know. And at least when people was beefing, it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna wait until the mainstream rappers do. Like when Charles Hamilton was beefing with fucking Soulja Boy, because people kept stupidly comparing him to Soulja Boy. And then, you know, that was nothing. But I still like Charles Hamilton. He's still dope to me. It's just crazy. But back to what I'm saying, bro. Fans are just, it's monkey see, monkey do. Because if Kendrick didn't diss Drake or didn't diss J. Cole, these rappers who are beefing with each other now would not be even beefing. It's just that Kendrick set the tone. Now everyone wants to start beefing now. Now you got Quavo beefing with motherfucking Chris Brown over a bitch. And that's because it's the temperature right now. They have a whole bunch of underground rappers that are doing three things. One, this is J. Cole because he folded. B, trying to say since J. Cole fucking, you know, folded, now I'm going to be part of the big three. Now you got this stupid meme going around where you can just say the most garbagey fucking freestyle. But guess what? He can be part of the big three, which means that big three don't mean shit. That big three don't mean shit. That don't mean nothing. Once you turn into a meme, it don't mean shit now. It don't mean nothing. Top five don't mean nothing after that. We just throwing it around as a fucking meme. So it is what it is, bro. It is what it is. So yeah, like I told you, seeing that, are you seeing niggas trying to assert themselves like, yeah, I'm the best? Where was that energy at before Kendrick did that? See, that energy wasn't there. Like, keep that energy. Don't wait till you see J. Cole get 40. You let Nas down, bro. Cause you know you got rappers who are really emotional about this little hip hop shit. Why? Were you mad? Cause we're emotional with your monotone delivery. And you know, I'm not that monotone. Like I told you, these fools will discredit your skills when you speak your truth. Trust me, when you don't say nothing, you're a dope, you're a goat. But once you speak your truth, you trash, you this, you're that. And that's just proof. I'm like, nah, nigga. It is what it is. Nah, nigga. Don't try to fucking, you know, attack me, attack my skills because I said what I felt. Not my motherfucking fault that you motherfuckers that I'm speaking. I'm not the only one saying this shit. Y'all niggas only, y'all doing the Trigger Soulja shit. Y'all doing the shit that niggas did back when Soulja Boy came out and started just dissing Soulja Boy because it was a thing to do that. Niggas' careers were popping dissing Soulja Boy at the time. And now they didn't capitalize on it. Some of them are now, Illuminati beliefs, crazy, you know, tan foil hat motherfuckers. Some of them are, you know, trying to adapt to the new generation sound. And it sounds corny, so I don't understand why dumb fans always want artists to attached to the new sound, knowing damn well it's gonna sound forced and sound non-authentic. Cause y'all keep talking about being authentic. But when an artist makes authentic music that's true to themselves, you sit there and say, well, you need to make another flow or make music that is for the youth. As if there is no 18-year-old, 19-year-old nigga. There's literally, I seen a kid on TikTok who's 23 years old making music that sound like it's 2000. He's literally inspired by the 2000 era, the 50 Cents, the Lloyd Banks, the Joe Buttons, the early 2000s New York, okay? He's trying to bring that old New York sound back that most fans are not going to fuck with any goddamn way. You see what the fuck they fucking did to Scarlett. So, again, you can't say we want the old sound, but you don't really want the old sound. That's why I'm getting about trying to appease fans like that. Because they say they want it, and then when you give it to them, they don't really want it. Or they don't want it from you. or even if it's a message, but we don't want it. We don't like it when you say it. You know, I don't like it when you say it. You know what I mean? I like when you make more songs like this. They want you to even put you in a position where all you make is just the same sound, because you start having think pieces. They start, you know, having debates about it, except for just, it's just you saying how you're saying your opinion in a fucking rap song. They will take that shit so fucking deep to the point where if they don't agree with any fucking thing that you're saying, or if you're making it too deep than it needs to be, even though you're not, you just like, you know how these dumb critics are, like they do the Anthony Fantano thing where they think they know how the artists feel within that time of them making it, like they were trying to make it so important when it only was just, hell, here's the beat, here's what inspired it, and here's me, even here's like the song Puppet, you know, Puppet Master or Sock Puppet, where I just pretty much saying how people are being controlled like puppets. Now, because it sounds like some anti-industry shit or some blah, 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 it's not anti. It's that, and it's a lot of things. And I said no self-esteem, and people get controlled all the time. And they'll take a few things and then they'll make it seem like, oh, it's like some anti-mainstream piece and blah, blah, blah. And it sounds forced and blah, blah, blah. No, it doesn't sound fucking forced. I'm not forcing anything. This is natural. It's how the fuck I've been feeling on this podcast. But these motherfuckers will sit there, take that and discredit it because it's just typical shit. And I know there's a concept to it, but at the same time, the whole, because you know how these dumb kids are, they overly how fans are now, they overly fucking, you know, deep, like overly analyze the fucking song and don't just take it for what the fuck it is. And if it's something that they don't agree with, they by default call the shit trash and say, they'll say, well, I do respect what he's saying, I'm not doubting that's what he really feels when you are doing that. And it's just that, you know, it just, like, to me, because when fans would have put you in a box, I just like when he makes chill vibey shit. When he says, when he has little think pieces and have, you know, songs with content, you know that shit that y'all niggas be swearing that you want artists to have, like deep content, even though it's very basic, but at the same time, it said, like I told you, everything's a fucking goddamn cliche. And so what happens is, they'll take that and they'll discredit the fucking song because they feel like this is not what you should be doing. This is not the type of music that you should be making due to the fucking fact that I hate when artists do that, because you got fans who will openly say, I've been told this, I hate boom bappy rap. I hate rap with a message. I want me to tear my brain off. Then look for rappers that do that. Stop expecting everyone to do that. And at the same time, don't discredit a rapper for not doing that. See, it's Bizarro World. At one point, it was, you know, you was encouraged to make songs with content to make people think. Like, I'm 36, nigga. That's for kids. If you want to make songs that turn, like, listen to fucking Sexy Red. At the same time, we hate Sexy Red. But okay, nigga, then that's weird, because you hate Sexy Red. She's making music that is brain rot. But then when you have a nigga like me who does not make that kind of fucking music, and you're telling me to make that kind of fucking music, which is fucking weird, that's when shit becomes stupid. You're telling me to make hyper pop when that's not even my fucking lane, because it's a new trend in the underground. Because it's typical SoundCloud shit. And because it's on SoundCloud, it's the sound, you should fucking do it, which is fucking retarded. And you got all these little casual listeners who sit there and tell fucking goddamn rappers to make music for the charts, because if it ain't for the charts, being fucking with it. And you got casual listeners that be on TikTok reviewing music, trying to tell artists what the fuck to do, which is mostly comments on the fucking radio, make music that's for the radio, blah, blah, fucking blah. And he's just, like I told you, there's independent radio stations. Do you think, look at Dorky. Merkham sends him songs. Dorky's big. And these niggas will go and say, I'm not feeling his music. He's sounding too monotone. You know that saying, but at the same time, you remind me of Wiz Khalifa. Which one is it, fans? Is it monotone or is he so smooth and chill? I'm just saying. But you gotta have some swag. And yeah, I do. They just want to try, like I told you, when you're underground and no one knows you, you're a rookie no matter how good you sound. Like, you can hear that you've been, like, people can tell that you've been doing this shit for a while. And yet, niggas will still downplay you. It's fucking retarded. They will keep on downplaying you even when you're mainstream, even when you make it. They're going to still, even to this day, you have people who still sit there and say, Kendrick is still not top five. He's not good enough yet. He's like, he's still a rookie. Nigga dropped like multiple, dropped three classic albums. Shut the fuck up. Same thing with Eminem. Y'all believe him every time. That's why I don't care about trying to be the best or trying to be top five. Because niggas ain't going to fucking give it to you until you, even after you achieved your shit. And yeah, say what you want about Drake. But nigga, he's achieved, he has some classics here and there. And he even made it cool to even be melodic. Even though it was Nelly first. But like I say, that's how these motherfuckers will look at you. But you know, that's how these motherfuckers are. But hey, it is what it is. Like I said, fans are weird. But it is what it is.